Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee. Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Amy Skilbred, Executive Director of the Juno Community Foundation. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Shelley.
And Jordan Nigro, Manager of the Zach Gordon Youth Center. Hello, Jordan.
Hi, Shelley.
Hello. Thank you both for calling in today. I really appreciate your time. Let's start with some check-ins. Jordan, what is the status of Zach Gordon Youth Center right now?
Well, currently the center itself is closed and all our programs are on hold while we're in this COVID-19 process. And so, yeah, so we're doing some other stuff. Our staff is doing some other stuff, which I'm excited to share with you.
Oh, great. We'll talk about that. We'll come back to you and talk about that some more. But Amy, how about Juno Community Foundation? How have you guys sort of pivoted your operations?
Well, about a week ago Monday, we closed the office officially, so we're not taking visitors or other people coming in. And we're all hunkering down, self-isolating, whatever you want to say, and working from home in order to continue the foundation, the operations of the foundation. So we're still up to a lot of things happening these days, so, and a lot of it COVID-19 related. So,
all right, well, let's get into it. Jordan, I'm going to go back to you. You said you're closed right now, so obviously you can't provide the physical space for kids to gather or some of the programs for them to participate in and all the things you would normally be doing to keep the kiddos busy and engaged and physically active and safe. So how are you keeping up with them?
Well, so there's a couple things. Our staff, we're trying to keep up with the families that we have contact for, so we're reaching out to them directly. And last week we delivered them food boxes and things like that. But now things are have shifted. Towards the end of last week, things started to shift where my role within the city's response is now coordinating the volunteers and the needs for assistance that come in. And then one of our other staff members, who normally is the supervisor at the center, he'll be helping to coordinate the food response. So we'll be working really closely together in that regard, I think, which is pretty great. So we can talk more about the details of that, but we're pretty happy to all be able to be doing something that is meaningful during this time.
Yeah, that's great. Do you you have a sense of how some of the families, the children that come to the youth center are being affected by your closure right now?
Well, I would say it wouldn't probably just be our closure, but also the school closure. This I think for a lot of families in Juneau is a pretty stressful, can be a pretty stressful time. And so, you know, one of the things we're hoping that families can do is remember to get outside and get some fresh air and take, you know, breaks from each other as needed. And so, you know, one of the things, if you go on the COVID page on CBJ or Juno.org on the COVID page on our main website for the city, there is a offer to volunteer and also an opportunity to request assistance. So if anyone's listening to this who wants to do either of those things, volunteer or request assistance, you can do that right on the website there. And we, you know, one thing I feel really I've been saying to people today that I think I kind of got the luckiest assignment in this community response, because I get to see all the emails coming in, all the submissions coming in of people in our community who want to help. And that is just like super uplifting. And I think as we, you know, get through this, and as Rory said this morning, and as has been said, I think lots of times, is this is a marathon, not a sprint, and we all have different ways that we can show up. And if, you know, for some folks, and this is totally fine, and I really think it's important to say this, that you are showing up for your community by staying home. If, you know, that's why the hunker down ordinance was passed. And as you're thinking about, well, geez, I feel like I should be doing something, if that's not something you can do right now, that's okay. Like, staying home is helping your community. Staying home is keeping our healthcare professionals well and not overloading our system and making sure that people who are sick can get the help they need, and that our doctors and nurses can, you know, be available and well to help them. That said, if you need something, if you need something or you have resources that you want to share or time that you want to share, please go onto that website and fill those forms out. They're very quick and easy. We just ask you a few questions so we can get an idea of what your skills are or what your needs are, and we can connect you. We just put all that stuff up on Monday, and we've had, I think, about over 30 volunteers come in, and the press release hasn't even gone out about it yet. So, which is my fault because I've been so busy coordinating those folks. So, I think that this is a big thing that's happening in our community, and we are so lucky to have so many people that care so deeply about this place and about each other. And so, you know, whatever you're doing right now, make sure you're taking care of yourself. That's the most important thing you can do for your community. And if you have something left and you want to do more, whether that be time, resources, money, and Amy can talk about money because JCF is a great spot for giving for that. Think of these options because there's lots of ways that we can all support our community right now.
Thank you, Jordan. And you set me up for a great segue over to Amy at the Juneau Community Foundation. I know there's a couple of specific things you guys wanted to talk about today. Where would you like to begin, Amy?
Well, I think beginning with just touch on the Youth Equity Fund, and that we're looking at repurposing some of the $15,000 of the Youth Equity Fund. We're working with Jordan on this to see if there's a way to support low-income youth in other ways, as COVID-19 has already resulted in camps and activities being canceled, which is what the Youth Equity Fund usually funds. So, and we're able to do what we do there because people have donated in the past and people are continuing to donate. A big fund that we just started with is the 2020 Food Assistance Fund, and that was set up in response to the virus and community members asking if we could set up a way for them to help give so neighbors and friends who need food are able to get more food. And so we're partnering with the Southeast Alaska Food Bank to distribute the food, and CBJ is assisting with telling people who need food where to get it, some of what Jordan is working on, and also other, you know, PSAs and things like that from CBJ. And so on that, we've already raised over $5,000 so far, and we'll be getting a check to the food bank early next week. And just a big shout out to everybody who is donating, whether they are able to give time or they're able to give cash or they're just able to give moral support to their friends and neighbors and family who are all isolating or hunkering down in Juneau or in wherever they live. So
that's great. Do you want to say a little bit more about what are some of the biggest needs and how can we help from the comfort of our home if we can't go out and go anywhere? Or if we can't actually donate physical objects that we might have at home?
Yeah, so this is Amy. So donating money, if you are able to, and you can go to the JunoCF for CommunityFoundation.org, our website, and just donate directly through our website to the 2020 Food Assistance Fund, is a great way to help friends and neighbors just because we know that there's going to be an increased need for food in our community, and especially for those people who have lost a job because their place of business is shut down and they no longer have a job. So more people will be turning to places like the food bank, and we basically chose the food bank because they are the agency that has a broad distribution set up both for the food pantries around town and for individuals to come by and pick up food on Saturday mornings. So that's one way, and Jordan may have other ways that people are donating from the comfort of their home, but maybe volunteering as well.
Jordan,
yeah, so, well, we have had, today I've been working on, we've had a lot of folks who can sew, who want to do some, you know, sewing of PPE, and Capital Canvas has been really working. I talked with Hal Dougherty, the owner of Capital Canvas, today, and basically he's converting his entire operation into a PPE production place.
Center.
And, you know, it's just like, it's so amazing and wonderful to hear these stories of how our community is showing up. And so, you know, if you can sew, this is something you might want to be involved with. We're also going to need drivers. I've been talking to Catholic Community Services, and, you know, a lot of the drivers for Meals on Wheels are seniors. They're volunteers and they're seniors, and they're likely going to need to be staying at home to keep themselves well. And so we'll be coordinating with them to get drivers, additional drivers set up, and also they're working to set up sort of a pickup route for seniors where folks can call in an order to the grocery store, pay for it over the phone, and someone will come and pick it up and deliver it. So that is coming soon, but if you have a car and a good, you know, driver's record and you could pass a background check, fill out that form, and we'll get you connected. I think there's going to be more and more ways to help that start to come clear over the next coming days and weeks. And, you know, the other thing that I would just remind you, and Amy, I'm sure, can speak to this too, is if there's organizations that you currently support in town, keep supporting them. They're going to need it. We're all going to need to take care of each other. And, you know, and as you think about how you can support small businesses in Juneau who maybe have, you know, had to close their doors, if you want to do gift certificates, like, just there's a lot of ways you can support the community from your living room. And then if you're able and healthy and willing to do more, there's some great ways to do that too. And I think one thing that, you know, I said this before, but I just want to reiterate it, whatever works for you is what you should be doing. And know that if staying home is what you need, is what you can do, like, don't feel bad about that. That is helping your community.
Lori Watt
has joined the conference.
Oh, it's okay. He's our next guest.
So, you know, I think we should really spend some time reflecting on how the community is showing up for each other in these times, because it can be really hard to think about, you know, the social distancing and all these pieces that we need to do, that the economic impacts of that and what's coming. So if you can, orient to the good, you know, try to get it'll help your nervous system. It'll help your whole outlook. I'm really lucky because I get to see all these messages from people that say, I want to help. I feel thankful for Mila gave me like the perfect task for Jordan, I think. And also the youth center, our sort of mission statement is connecting youth, engaging community. And I feel like for all of us that are working on this process, that's a lot of what we're doing, and that's what we all want to be doing for each other, not just connecting youth, but connecting all of us and engaging from a distance. So, yeah.
Thank you, Jordan. That's excellent words of wisdom. And I know a lot of people are just feeling like they're kind of drifting right now and are looking for ways to keep busy, and especially looking for ways to do some good at the same time. So it sounds like you guys have some excellent opportunities available for folks. Amy, we're just about out of time, but I wanted to give you one last chance to tell us where we can go to find out more information about what we talked about today. And take action, whether it's make a donation or volunteer.
Yeah, I think go to our website for the Juno Community Foundation, which is junocf.org, and you can make a donation there for the 2020 Food Bank or Food Fund, Food Assistance Fund, or any, you know, you could also go to any frontline nonprofit and give to them, like the Glory Hall or St. Vincent's or others that are working with people in our community who definitely have needs. So, yeah, I love it that Jordan is helping to hook up those people who have time or resources to give with those people who or those projects that are needed in town to help our friends and neighbors. And that's what we're trying to do through giving as well.
Amy Skilbred with Juno Community Foundation and Jordan Nygrove, Zach Gordon Youth Center. Thank you both so much for speaking with me today and sharing all that wonderful, wonderful information.
Well, thank you, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.
Yes.
Be well.
You as well. Take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.